Honestly, I don't care right now. Welcome to Red Readings. Yeah, there's some background audio. Yeah, the thing is... Yeah. So again, welcome. I would like to give a shout out to myself. On YouTube, I recently started a English YouTube channel and have just now started uploading things. I was actually trying to make a paper IO video, but it kind of crashed. And then I made a coronavirus video. Yeah. And Anchor is not a fear of being demonetized like this on YouTube, which is nice. So I can say coronavirus all I want, which is kind of nice. Yeah, kind of nice. So again, everyone who follows me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, anything, thanks. I would like to thank everyone that's been with me on this journey. I can't believe this. I can't believe this. So yeah. I'm kind of famous for what I was expecting. I was expecting an audience of like 5 people. Like I pretty much had with my Swedish podcast, Sobod, because it has a really large limitation. Audience. It's in Swedish. That means that not as many people can watch it. I mean, I still have a significant portion of my views in Sweden. But it's also a significant audience in the United States, which is just amazing. Thank you. Like, I don't know. I haven't even picked up a thing. But today, I would also like to give a shout out to my subreddit. r/sovereign1. And I'm gonna pronounce it that even though it's wrong. Because it's technically r/sovereignet. But it's just impossible. So, we have the r/sovereign1 lounge. And we also have... add icon! Yes, I can add an icon! I can add an icon. I'm gonna need this dog. So I just add an icon to it. It's a little doggo. Oh, look at that little doggo. So yeah, I posted a thing called Where You Can Find Me. So... it's the Reddit readings thing. You can also follow me on YouTube, as I will be the grass. And if you prefer my Switch YouTube channel, Sovereign1 TV. And the podcast is also available on multiple platforms, but most of you guys probably know. Like Apple Music and Spotify. Apple Music. Why did I say Apple Music? It's Apple Podcasts! So, this actually, most of my audience is actually on this. So, I'm gonna visit r/coronavirus. That's a thing here. Novel coronavirus, COVID-19. So, yeah. r/coronavirus. So. So. Let's see. Oh. Anger is growing at Shrine over COVID-19 and its apparent cover-up attempt. This is the thing that I'm actually angry at. This is going to be an 18 to 24 month deal. If Wuhan, that marketing Wuhan, would have been a little bit better, this wouldn't have happened. And this would have just been a normal time. But this is just not like, this is terrible. Like, why? I'm angry at them. Oh, tree red platinum, tree red gold. Oh, tree red gold on coronavirus. Yeah, I guess that. Moderating subreddits, r/71. So, I'm gonna go into r/epoxio and check out some stuff because I really like epoxio and I started to play it. My airlines hate me. Airline contracts. Not showing up. Is removing a contract permanent? I don't know. Maybe the airline suspended operation because of the pandemic. I like that realism. Did you close the airport by accident? Yeah, but I reopened it. I should mention that they are mod airlines. Mod airlines. Those can be a little bit tricky though in Epoxio. I have a couple. How can I stop my arriving passengers going in the exit by baggage claim? One-way doors? Let me check out this. One-way doors? One-way doors? I don't know, dude. There are no one-way doors. Yeah, that's true, because, but you said arriving passengers, I think he means departing. But the thing is, to walk in there to sit, you need to put, like, benches and stuff in the, that. So there are no one-way doors in Epoxio. But let's actually get back to reading from Reddit normally, which I will do because I like it. So let's actually go to r/ am I the butthole? Because you are. I'm just kidding. Wait, let me go to entitled parents. There's gonna be a lot of corona out there. Yeah. Because entitled parents is just gonna be a dumping ground for anything that's perfect. Welcome back! There was an ad break, right? I hope so. Yeah, I added an end break. Yeah, I did. Yeah. I am really paranoid that someone's gonna come in and disturb me. But let's get to Reddit, or Title Parents. So, you want me to stop speaking Welsh? I'm in Wales. Oh, let me see here. Why is there no coronavirus post? Yeah, I don't know here. Why is there absolutely nothing about this? La la la, la 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 la. I am just so angry. Let's read this post. Yeah, let's read this post. Yeah, I can't find any coronavirus posts. You know what I'm gonna do? Let's actually go to Inhale Pants again. Because literally, there's nothing. Like, nothing. Has something happened? Have they said no corona? Let me actually sort by new here. Because there's just gotta be something here. Okay, it seems to stop that. Let's go to this. This is apparently long. I don't care. Let's go. I read it. I posted here a while back about an entitled dad making fun of me for stuttering in a coffee shop. This little yam occurred mid last year. Also, there's gonna be a lot of hard to pronounce words here. So, Justin Slim Trans Hugo's owner covers this. I'm gonna include pronunciation tips. What even is that? Why are people running? Yeah, I don't know why people are running. Yeah, it's kind of annoying. So yeah. Cast. EM, entitled mother. LB, little boy. OG, old guy. Me, yours truly. Oh, it's just funny. So for context, I was born in a country in North Wales called Gwynedd. And as such, I'm part of a tiny minority because I didn't even begin learning English until I was about 11 or 12. I'm 10. I'm 21 now. So naturally, I'm much more comfortable speaking my native language, Welsh. Now, because I wasn't content to be a farmer or a primary school teacher, I moved down south and ended up in Cardiff, where only something like 7% of people can speak any Welsh. No problem. I'm confident enough speaking English by now. I should also preface that I'm autistic and not good with confrontation at all. I also stutter a lot when I speak English. I don't. Sorry, but I'm 10 years old. I actually understand you. If there's no reason for you to learn English, then why should you learn English? I learned English to understand English. Because I really watched a lot of stuff. Really recommend GBC videos, like Lego GBC, Great Ball Contraption. They are so good. It's just so relaxing to watch. So I've been working at a coffee shop for a little while now, dealing with people and just generally starting to get settled in. One day I meet a kind red spirit. This elderly man who's been coming in regular, more for company than coffee. And now I see him, I get his order ready right away, and I sit with him when I got a few spare minutes. I say he's a kindred spirit because he's another native Welsh speaker but speaks very little English. I find it a bit odd considering he lives in Cardiff. But over the next few days, he tells me about his life. OG tells me how he grew up in Portugal, which made me really happy because I'm from Caernarfon. Yeah. I'm just following those pronunciation tips he gives me. Which is just a little ways north. He tells me how he owned a fishing boat and used to used it to make his living while his wife worked as a teacher. They moved down to Cardiff together in a really big house. And his wife finally retired, and this went pretty smoothly, since she could speak fluent English and handle most things outside. Recently, Audrey's wife died of, oh no, leukemia. I don't know, it's a disease, so it seems, which has made life a lot harder for him. Yeah, I understand that, dude. The guy had a fantastic sense of humor, and I was happy to sit and keep him company, if only for a little while here and there. I guess it was nice for him to actually be able to have a solid conversation with someone. My manager used to know the guy's wife, as both of them came in here a lot before he started working. So he was always sympathetic and make sure to pick up slack a little bit as a result of me chatting with him. Even though I'm not fantastic at being social, Audrey had a great outlook on life, even for a widower. He always had the most interesting stories to tell, including one time he recounted how he swam back to shore after his little sailboat capsized in a storm. He always had this F all of you, I'm on my own, free B word kind of attitude, which I admired a lot. One day we're gibbering away and EM comes over with a little boy's hand clutched in hers. EM, shouldn't you be doing your job? It's fine. Don't worry. I'm still clearing tables, but my manager asked me to keep an eye on this gentleman. Audrey is so confused at this point, barely understanding a word, so explained to him that she's just asking about something. What was that? She's getting really in my face now. Me? I'm starting to get extremely nervous, and I can barely get my words out.
What did you say to him? You are slacking off. Speak English!
I explained to Audrey she's demanding we speak English. At this point, I'm just kind of stalling, talking directly to this woman, as I'm not even sure what to say. This little kid she's with, looking slightly alarmed at what his mom is doing. Yeah, hashtag relatable to anyone who has an EM. So I understand why you don't call him EK, because he doesn't.
You're in Wales! Speak English, for God's sake, not this Middle Eastern crap.
Excuse me?
You heard me!
Mom, are we getting food yet?
Not yet, Mommy's talking.
But I don't know any English. Okay, so he's translating that. I can't pronounce that. This sends EM into a right huff, and she looks around the shop, appealing to the other customers.
Sorry, but I don't appreciate lazy foreigners in my country, in my coffee shop.
Yes, she really said my.
What kind of example are you setting for my son?
At this point, another customer, who undoubtedly heard Audrey and I having a very animated conversation, calls to her from the other side of the shop and says,
Hey lady, you're in Wales. They're speaking Welsh, you know that, right?
A few other customers start giggling a bit before shaking their heads dismissively and going back to what they're doing.
This is super funny. Stay out of it!
She snaps at the customer, then turns back to me, although she's suddenly going a deep shade of red now. She's obviously doubling down. At this point, I'm just kind of frozen in social anxiety. Not sure how to turn my mind words into my mouth words anymore.
Yeah, we're in Wales. We're in what? Go on, say something then, and it better be in English.
I look briefly to Audrey, who just had this evil, malicious compliance-like grin on his face.
Oh yes, malicious compliance. I'm gonna need to check that out after this. In the thickest Welsh accent you can imagine, turn around, go right now, finger your mum, freaky cow.
Okay, I might actually have to censor that, but just don't think about it.
Anyone in the immediate vicinity just goes silent and stares. Even I was straight up not expecting that to come out of the guy's mouth. In a bright huff, EM stomps out her shop, wailing little boy clutched in hand. I look at Audrey, who just bursts into a fit of laughter. How did you know how to... Audrey then cuts me off and goes to explain to me that his wife taught him to say that because she had this friend who would constantly poke fun at him, knowing he wouldn't understand. His wife would nudge him and he would deliver that line to shut her up. Audrey, even though you are not with us anymore on Earth, I will never forget you and your refusal to take anyone's bullcrap. I wish I had you for a grand tab. Rest in peace.
I would like to give this dude an award.
I can't because I'm 10 years old.
Do not offend the parents.
So, now we're checking out Malicious Compliance because it's just the best thing ever.
Malicious Compliance.
Like, it's the best thing ever. Malicious Compliance. It's the best thing ever, really. / Malicious Compliance. It's the best thing ever. It's just so funny. Okay, let's do another one in the same take.
I'm a guy. Several years ago, I was heading into a rather tall office building on my way to renew one of my professional licenses with a state agency. As I approached the front door, I noticed a woman about 20 feet behind me. Having been taught at this room to slam a door in someone's face, I held it up before me.
She stopped and glared at me. "What are you doing?" she asked.
"I'm holding the door." This triggered a sharp lecture from her about how women are perfectly capable of opening doors for themselves, and how dare I assume that she's unable to do so.
"I didn't do it because you're a woman. I did it because you were right behind me." This set her off on another round of tongue lashing, which included a phrase, "Never hold a door open for a woman, it's rude." He was taught that it's rude to slam a door in someone's face. Then this EM, never hold a door open for a woman, it's rude. It's like the opposite. I had no interest in a fight, so I simply went inside and headed to the elevator. Looking back, I saw that she waited until the door shut completely before opening it again. Whatever. I got on the elevator, and as the door began to close, guess who was rushing to catch it? "Hold that elevator," she shouted. I made no effort whatsoever to do anything of the sort. I simply yelled, "Sorry, I wouldn't want to be rude," as the door closed on her face. Petty? Maybe. Satisfying? Oh, yeah. Boat? This is the best thing ever. This is just...
So I'm technically a mod in the subreddits. Yeah, r/silver1, which is my
subreddit. I made it.
Pinned my moderators. I am that moderator. If you want to be a mod on this, podcasts and streamers and subtopics. So yeah. And a great post. Hello. Hello, everyone. New episode of Reddit readings out in a couple of minutes. Have a nice day. So it's gonna be spoiler. Yes, I want to mark that. Why can I not post it? Oh, title.